This episode is sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvey, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Oh, crap, there's more.
It's been a while since I've used the bucket.
How can I find my sister? And they fight for a while.
I say, Mel, bring me my brain milker.
Hello, I'm Sandy, I'm a mole, and I'm gonna keep talking into this microphone until you tell me otherwise. How do I sound, DJ Catnip?
Adorable.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Oh,
I'm so glad we
got
recording
externals.
That
That's amazing.
Just barfed in my own whiskers.
Remember, you can't do it alone.
Wait, do you want to do it, remember you cannot do it alone?
Did I say can't?
Yeah.
Oh, why would I say that? That's not what I say. More syllables is better. Oh, it says can't in the text. That's why I said it. Silly me. Reading. Ugh.
There is nothing bad about my ass.
No, I mean it's cool, the machete.
You promised you would not creep on me.
That's not what
Your words, Simon.
Creep, 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 creep.
The word of the day is sputum.
Again?
Sputum.
Wasn't that yesterday's word of the day?
No, sphincter was yesterday's word of the day.
It's my inner critic.
Everybody.
Why we went to Andy Griffith, I don't know.
Andy Griffith.
Season 6, Episode 7, Outro. Smooth jazz.
Welcome, boys and girls, to How to Set a Bear Trap for 5-year-olds. Instant survival in the web. Oh my goodness, I'm so very excited. I cannot wait to ask you all kinds of questions. Like, why do you put pennies in your mouth all the time? Do they taste good?
Karen.
That sounded much more like sex than the pleasure.
Okay, yeah, now let's do a fight one.
You don't giggle there. We're supposed to giggle together.
Okay. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Oh, that's not fun.
Oh God, oh the ants. Oh God, oh the ants. Oh, the ants are God. Synthesis.
Dr. Caligari is Henry Higgins. Done.
What? Is that make me Eliza Doolittle?
Sorry.
Did you wash your face and head before you
came? Unlikely.
Unlikely. Not bloody
Not
likely.
Not bloody likely. Likely. Oh, I don't wash my face at all.
I know I've said this, but like the digging up the early pictures from like recording of season one, I'm like,
wow. We were babies.
Audio drama, not even once.
There's not an end to this. Just sort of stops.
Yeah.
Something, something, something. Our fair city continues.
Boy, oh boy, what a racket recording is, huh?
Well, this is just bullshit.
Sheesh. On a night like this, I'm glad I have all these showbiz pills. That's right, Heart Life's original showbiz pills.
I'm Ira Glass.
Welcome, I'm Ira Glass. This is our fair city.
I say, Sophia. Let's do some directing, shall we?
Let's not and say we did. Do something else.
Oh no, the grains wouldn't stick, my boy.
West, see if you can get those overhead lights powered on.
Con gusto, Emily. Oh, I missed the meatball. That's not the right one. I combined the
subtext
two.
Has become subtext.
You heard the woman with fluff.
Hey, let's trade. I'll be Simon, you be West.
Okay.
For this episode.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
What do you say in this episode?
I don't know.
I only listen to my own voice.
Why, what a fetching pair of moveralls you have, young mole.
They should die.
And now, how am I going to dissect something with a kiddie saw?
They should die.
Oh, Simon, you're simply the bee's nostrils.
They should die.
Can you stick your head out and call for Caligari?
Paging Dr. Caligari. Paging Dr. Caligari to the operating room.
I've got two turntables and a microphone.
Shot in the face.
Your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, you get one, yeah, so don't make yourself small.
You said the ants got them.
Yes. I'll get vengeance for them all!
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba. I babysit for an 11-year-old, and he started listening to the show, and I had to tell him not to listen to the goddamn loop because of a certain comment about a certain laser shape.
It's your own fault.
I was like, no, you can't. You can't. Don't listen to the loop.
Don't.
I enjoyed that more than I expected to.
Hey, Policies, this is producer David speaking. I hope you enjoyed this blooper reel. We've got lots more fun stuff coming up during this mid-season break, but I flatly refuse to tell you what any of it is. You will just have to wait. While I still got you here, I wanted to thank you for listening. It means a lot to know that you're out there, listener, waiting in the shadows for your chance to strike. If you haven't given us a star rating on iTunes yet, well, let me tell you, now is the time. Reviews and star ratings make us more popular, and the more popular we become, the cooler you'll be for getting on this train early. You know, I loved Our Fair City before it was cool to like Our Fair City, but I still totally love Our Fair City. You'll say, like, a year from now, when we are super popular and you are a tastemaker, wearing a sweet cape and a bandana with peacocks on it because you totally called the peacocks would be the thing for the summer of 2016, and you were right. Now, if you like what we do and you want to support us, go to our website, ourfaircity.com, and click on the donate link at the top of the page. We're grateful for your contributions. They keep us from having to eat any more mole people. Until next time, I'll see you in the tunnels. This is David Reinstrom, signing off.